Just before we start the next parak, from the last Omid we learned, the Maisa with Yalta, that she got upset they didn't send her the kosher bracha, and she went down to the wine cellar and broke 400 barrels of wine. The Maisa, I saw the Marsha, says the following. First of all, this is not what the Marsha says, but 400 usually is a guzma. It's just a number Chazal picked to emphasize things. It doesn't mean literally she went and broke 400 barrels of wine. And the Marsha, however, says that the reason she did it, Mstam, was her wine. That was, well, she didn't break somebody else's wine. She broke her own wine. And the reason is that she got very upset they didn't send her a kosher bracha. And one could think that she was upset because she didn't get some wine. She wanted to make it clear that wasn't the Indian. She couldn't care less about the wine, for her raya. She was willing to waste a good portion of her wine. She was concerned about the bracha that she missed. And to make that clear, the halacha is you're allowed to destroy things if there's a purpose to it. Here she wanted to make it clear that she shouldn't be embarrassed that she got upset because of a little bit of wine. She got upset for a good reason. She missed out on this bracha. So in order to point that out, she was willing to forego on some of her wine in order to, what's it called, to point out that she shouldn't be embarrassed, that people would think that she was concerned about the wine, not concerned about the bracha. Okay, that's what the Marsha says about this last part. Okay.
She was a righteous lady.
Huh?
She was a very righteous lady.
Yeah, Yalta was also a big chachama, too. Okay. Elu dvorim shemein beishamei ubein beisil beseuda. These are the halachas that there's a difference between Beisham and Beis Hillel concerning the halachas of the Suda. Beishamay omrim mevorech al hayom, v'achar kach mevorech al hayayin. Beishamay say first you make the bracha by Kiddush al hayom, in other words, Mekadosh HaShabbos, which starts with Asher Kiddush Haaretz V'Ratzo Bonu, Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then in the end you make Baruch HaShem HaShem HaKir Mechulam, Bari Pri HaGothim. Beisil says the order is the opposite. First you make the bracha on Bori Pragothet, and then you make the actual Kiddush itself, Asher Kiddushanu and Mekadosh HaShabbos. And that's how we pass him like Beisil. We first make the Bori Pragothet, and then we make the bracha on Kiddush itself. Beishamei Omrim Notul Niodayim, V'yacharkach Mozgim Asakos. Rashi says they used to drink wine before the meal, so before they used to make a motzi. So Beis Shammai says, first you wash until it's a daim, then you drink the wine, and then you make what's called a motzi. But you wash before drinking the wine, not after drinking the wine. Beis Hillel omrim mozgim es hakos, first you pour the kos, you drink the wine, the achar kach notli adayim, and then you wash. What could be something that we would have a connection to is by Kiddush, where we drink wine before the meal. So Beis Shammai would hold, first you wash, you make Kiddush, then you make a motzi. And Beis Hillel would hold, no, first you make Kiddush, then you wash, then you make a motzi. Beis Shammai omri mekanech yodah v'mapa u'monich al ha-shulchan. Beis Shammai said, you leave a napkin on the table, the entire meal, and you wipe your hands with that napkin throughout the meal. Beis Hillel says you don't leave the napkin on the table, you leave it on your footstool, what's it called, on the little auxiliary table or place where you keep your feet, not off the table. The ikur is off the table. The Gemara is going to explain all of these things. Now we're getting to the end of the meal. Beis Shammai said, first you clean off the crumbs off the table, and then you wash mayim achronim. Beis Hillel omrim notunli adayim v'achar mechabnu sabayis. And Beis Hillel says, no, first you wash mayim achronim, then you clear off the crumbs off the table. Beis Shammai omrim ner umazon besomim v'havdala. Okay, Beis Shammai say that if you're eating Motzei Shabbos and you only have one kos, so you want to use it for benching and for havdala, you want to combine benching as part of havdala, so you'll be able to use the kos for benching and havdala. So Beis Shammai says, you say, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, then you bench, then you make Borei B'nei B'somim, then you say the bracha of Havdalah. Beis Hillel omrim, ner u'besomim mazon v'havdalah. And Beis Hillel say, first you make the bracha Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, then B'somim, then you bench, then you say Havdalah. Bishame omrim shibora mora eish. When you make the bracha on the candle, you say bora mor ha'eish. In the past tense, the Rabbanu Shem created the light in the singular ha'eish. Ubeisilal omrim borei maore ha'eish. And Beisilal argue in two things. They say borei in the present tense and maore in the plural ha'eish. Ein mevarchim lo ala ner v'la b'som shel akum. You don't make a bracha not on candles or besamim that were made for avodah zarah. V'lo al ner v'lo al besam shel mesim, nor candles or besamim that were made for the honor of the dead. They're like candles, like a yahrzeit candle. You don't make a bracha on that. Or on what's it called, besamim that are made to take away the smell of a dead body. Now, the first one, akum, means a goy. Ner of a son of a goy, and here is avodah zarah. The ein mevarchim al ner at shiyusa la'or. You don't make a bracha on the ner until you get enjoyment from the light. Misha'ochel v'shochach v'lo birich. A person ate, and he forgot to bench. V'shamei omrim yazor l'mkomo v'yavorech. V'shamei says he has to go back to the place where he ate and bench. Beisol says you can bench where you remember. Where you remembered you didn't bench there. You don't have to go back to where you ate. But ad moslai mevarech, how long can you bench after you ate? Ad kadei shiyisakel hamazon shebameyav, until the food is digested. Once the food is digested, the Gemara will give a shiur how much that is. Once the food is digested, then you can't bench anymore. Bolo hen yayin achar hamazon, if they brought wine after you ate, im ein shom ela oso kos, right, and you have only that one kos, so if you drink it before benching, you're not going to have a kos to bench on. Okay? So, beishame omrim mevorech ala yayin, v'yachar mevorech ala mazon. You can make the bracha on the wine at the end of the meal, right, and not have a kos for benching. You don't need a kos for benching. Beisilal omrim mevorech ala mazon, v'yachar mevorech ala yayin. And Beisilal says, no, you have to hold that kos for benching, and you use that kos as a kosher bracha for benching, because you have to bench on a kos. The omen omen achar Yisrael ha-mavorech, you answer amen after a Jew who makes a bracha. The ein omen omen achar kusi ha-mavorech, ad sheyishma kol ha-bracha kula. But by a kusi who makes a bracha, you don't answer amen unless you hear the entire bracha. But by a Jew, you can answer amen even if you didn't hear the entire bracha. Okay, let's see Rashi. Eilu dvarim besuda, shenechleku b'halacha suda. These are the things that Meisil and Meshamei argued concerning a meal. Mevorech al hayom, b'kiddush shabbosos v'yom tovim. By kiddush Shabbos and Yontif, you first make the bracha on the day, right, the body of kiddush itself, and then you make a bracha on the wine. You make the bray pregofen in the end. And Meisil says you do just the opposite. The achar kach mozgin is hakos, yayin habol lifnei hamozom. You drink wine before you eat. Kedamrinu meperiketsu mevorchim. He sebu afopisha notl. He vilo em yayim. The kamri beishamai notl liyadayim. The yachgach shosim esakos. Beishamai says first you wash, then you drink your, aperitif, the wine before the meal, and then you wash, and then you wash, and then you make a motzi. But all this is after washing. The Oakland Sudasam Bahi Natila, and you make the motzi on that Natila Shadayim that you made before you drank the wine. So the drinking of the wine comes between the drinking of the wine comes before the motzi after Natila Shadayim. Okay, and again, that would be similar to somebody who made kiddush, first washed, then made kiddush, then a motzi. Okay. Ubeisol omrim mozgin sakos, the shoshan also. Beisol says no, if you have wine before the meal, drink the wine. After you're finished, then wash, and then make a motzi. The achar kach notul liyadayim, the time to rafayim, the Gemara will explain all these things, what the reasons are. Mekaneach yodah b'mapa, menetilas mayim rishonim. You wipe your hands from netilas yodayim on a napkin or a towel, and you leave that towel on the table the whole meal to wipe your hands with. That's what Beishamai says. When you have to wipe your hands, you wipe it with that towel. So the same towel that you use for Natila Shadayim, you keep on the table and you use it throughout the meal. You don't put it on the table. You don't take that towel and leave it on the table. You put it off the table, right, on the pillow that you're reclining on or the footstool. Yanichenu achrichin, v'shom yikaneach bo yod of tamid. And then you should reach down and wipe your hands with that towel, but don't put it on the table. The time, and the Gemara explained the reason. Mechabdin es habayis, mokum sho'achlu shom, the place where you ate. Im heisebo agabe karka, mechabdin es hakarka. If you ate on the floor, so you sweep the floor. Oh, im heisebo la'sholchan, if you ate by a table, mechabdin es ha'sholchan, then clean off the table. So before you wash mayim achronim, you clean off the table. That's what's it called? Beishamai says v'achar taknot liyadayim mayim achronim, and Beisol says the opposite. First you wash mayim achronim, then you clean off the table. Ner umazon mishein lo ela kos echad b'motzoi Shabbos. Person has one cup of wine motzoi Shabbos. So meinichu ad la'achar hamazon. So he leaves it to bench on. He bench ala kos. The soldier of near Muslim is some Havdalah, and you make the Havdalah around the benching. So the question is, how do you make the Havdalah around the benching? What comes first, what comes last? The aim of Archon near of some shall Akum shall Mesim. Tam de Kulum first, the Gemara explained all of these things, why you don't make a bracha on Akum or Mesim or Avodizora. She osu shu nehenemi menu. Till you have Hanoah from the light, you can't make a bracha on the candle. Ad kadeshi yisachal ha-mazim, before shir big mar. We'll explain how long that is. How long does it take for the food to digest? Ladabi this, what's called digestion. Mevorach al-ayayin, big mar, before shir b'ksayil. We'll explain the argument. Only in omen achar yisrael ha-mevorach, afilu lo shoma el-asof bracha. Rashi says, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, you didn't hear him say baruch ato Hashem. You just heard the end. Hamotzi lechem in ha-aretz. Right, so you answer omen. But you can't, if you only heard a kusi saying, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, you shouldn't answer amen, because maybe he started the bracha not to Hashem, but to Hargrizim, to his Avodah Zorah that he had on Hargrizim. So since you're not sure if he's making a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shalom or to Avodah Zorah, if you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha, you can't answer amen unless you heard the whole bracha. But by a Jew, even if you only heard the end of the bracha, you can answer amen. And it's not talking where you want to be yotze with that bracha, because you have to hear the whole bracha. It's talking where stam, you hear a Jew making a bracha, and you don't want to be yotze with that bracha. Then you answer amen, what's it called, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha. Okay. Father Rabbonim, Dvorim Shebein Beishamay or Beisil Besudim. These are the things, now we have a brisa, brisa that says, what's it called, basically the same thing as the Mishnah, with just a little bit more explanation. So the Brisa says, Dvorim Shebein Beishamay or Beisil Besuda. These are the things that Beishamay and Beisil argue about concerning the Suda. Beishamay Omrim Vorachal Ayom V'Yachachm Vorachal Ayayim. First one is, Beishamay says, first you make the bracha on Kiddush, and then you make the bracha Bori Pri Agatha. Okay? Why? So, why? Now the Brisa adds a reason that the Mishnah doesn't say. Shahayom gorim layayin shiyavo, right? Because one thing is, because if it wouldn't be Shabbos or Yontif, you wouldn't be making a bracha on wine before the meal, right? The reason you have to make this bracha on the wine is because it's Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, don't put the cart before the horse, right? The main thing over here is Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush on wine. So therefore, first make the bracha on Shabbos, on the day, and then make the bracha on wine. Because Shabbos causes the wine to come. And another reason, ukvar Kiddush hayom, badayin liayin lo ba. Besides that, right, Shabbos came before you had the wine. Right? The wine wasn't brought until after Shabbos came. The Shabbos comes as soon as sunset. And the wine doesn't come until you're ready to sit to eat. So the first thing you encounter is the day. Then the wine, so you make the bracha on the day first. Two reasons, Beishamay says. One is that the day causes the need for wine. So the day is more important. That's the cause. This is the effect. And secondly, the day came before the wine came to the table. So for both reasons, you make the bracha on the day first, then the wine. Beisil says, no, first you make the bracha on the wine, then you make the bracha on the day. Why? Shayayin gorim l'kdusha shatei omer. Because if you don't have wine, you can't make Kiddush. You can only make Kiddush if you have wine. You don't say these brachas without wine. So the wine makes the Kiddush. Right? And even though you can make Kiddush on bread, but the bread, Tosu says, takes the place of wine. Right? There is, what's it called? Tosu says or Rashi says it? Rashi says it. Right, even though you can make Kiddush on bread, but then the bread is taking the place of the wine. So when you're making it on wine, the wine causes the Kiddush. You need something for the Kiddush to be centered on. You can't just make Kiddush by itself. Okay. That's the first thing. V'dover acher, another reason, birkas hayayin tadira, u birkas hayom eino tadira. Wine is a more common bracha than Kiddush. Kiddush you only make once a week, plus yontif. But wine you can make every day. So there's a halakha of tadir, v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodim. If you have something usual and something not so usual, the usual thing comes first. That we learn out. So here also. The halakha kedivrei beis hillel. And the halakha is like beis hillel. You first make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the day. My dover acher, why did beis hillel have to say a second reason? The chite mohasam tarte v'hochachadah, if you'll say that beis shammai has two reasons. Why he says you make the bracha on the day first. One is because it's the day that makes Kiddush, right? Without the day, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. And the second reason is that the day came before the wine, right? Before you brought wine to the table, the day already was already Shabbos, right? So Shammai has two reasons. They still said, I'm not going to stay with one reason. If you say I have one reason, it's two against one. They're going to say that halacha is like Shammai. So I'll give you a second reason too. They still also has two reasons. Hachinami tarti ninu. I also have two reasons. Aside from the idea that without something like wine or bread, you wouldn't make Kiddush. So the wine causes the Kiddush to be said. I have another reason too. The second reason is because it's tadir. It's a more usual bracha than Kiddush, because that applies all the time, every day, and this only applies special days. Tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodim. The halachic divrei silo, pshit, one second, let's wait, let's see Rashi. Shayom gorim liyayin shiyavo, koze lo bo ele b'shil Shabbos l'kiddush. Beis Shammai says, if it wouldn't be Shabbos, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. So the Shabbos causes the need for Kiddush. Memela, first make the bracha on the Shabbos, then on the wine. U'kvar kiddush hayom, mishikiblu alav, o mitzei sakokhovin. Either, when does Shabbos start? Either when you makabel Shabbos, even before tzeis, or when tzeis hakokhovim comes, right? That's when Shabbos officially starts. V'adayin yayin lo bo l'shulchan. L'maisa, you don't start eating then, right? Mariv, whatever, so by the time you sit down, Shabbos is already there. V'kishem shekodim l'knisa kakodim l'brochan. Since Shabbos comes before the wine came to the table, make the bracha first on Shabbos, then on the wine. That's what Beis Shammai says. Shayayin gorm l'tusha shetiyomer, shim ein yayin lo mekadshim. If you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. You don't say Kiddush without wine. And if you don't have wine, then you can make Kiddush on bread, but that's in place of wine. So you always need something to make a bracha on before you can make Kiddush. So therefore make the bracha on that first. Birkas HaPasko demes. Therefore what? So the blessing on the bread also comes first.
If you have no wine or bread, you can't say Kiddush.
Don't say Kiddush. No. Kiddush is only over wine or over bread. Tadir kodem. Naftala mesechas vachim mehai kra. Dichsib musafim. How do we know that tadir and she'eno tadir, that when you have something that's usual and something's not usual, the usual thing comes first? We learn it out in Gemara and Zvachim, Mehaikra, from this following pasuk, Tachsiva Musafim, right, by the carbon Musaf, right, for each yontif. So it says, Milvad Olas HaBoker, Asher Li Olas HaTamid Tasu Esela. Aside from the Olas HaBoker, the carbon HaTamid that you bring in the morning, right, which is La Olas HaTamid, which is the Olas HaTamid, bring these Musafim. Milvad Mashma La'achar Shikraftim HaTamid Takrivu HaMusafim. Says Milvad, in addition to what you brought, the Ola in the morning, the regular carbon HaTamid, bring these extra ones. Milvad means that first you bring the main one, then you bring the extra ones. These are extra. So you bring them afterwards. The Kodashin Asher Li Olas HaTamid Kro Yisera. So why do you have to say again, Asher Li Olas HaTamid? Right, you should have told me the halacha, the pasuk, that first you bring the carbon tamid, and then you bring the musaf. Why did I have to mention asher li olas hatamid? That's an extra pasuk. Lemelef de bishvil shi tamid hikdim akasav. It's not a special halacha over here. It's a halacha that applies in general. The reason that the tamid comes first before the musaf is because that's more usual. That's every day. Musaf is only on special days. So the Torah is telling me, the reason I'm telling you to make the Korban Tamid first and then to bring the Musaf is because that's more usual. And now learn from here all the other cases. Wherever something is usual and something's not as usual, do the usual thing first. Anything that's more usual, you make the bracha on that before the things that's unusual. Okay, so Mara says, the halacha kedivrei beis Hillel. The halacha is like beis Hillel. So Mara says, pshita. Of course, halacha is like beis Hillel. To a nafka basko. Right? There was a basko, the Gemara says, that went out and said, the halacha is like beis Hillel. And from that time on, they were called, they are the halacha like beis Hillel and everything. It's always like Beis Hillel. So why do I need to be told in this brisa that the halacha is like Beis Hillel if we have a rule that a baskol was koveya, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel? Mar says, Iboy Seima called him baskol. This brisa was formulated before the baskol went out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel and everything. So in this thing specifically, we needed to be told the halacha is like Beis Hillel because we didn't have that rule that halacha is always like Beis Hillel yet. Or you can say another answer. Really, this brisa was formulated after the baskol. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we don't pay attention to a baskol. Baskol doesn't tell us what the halacha is. Okay, by Beis Hillel, the fact that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, you wouldn't have gone after the baskol. So you need, in each situation, to be told that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that they were kovei of halacha. A baskol doesn't make that halacha. Okay, Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua, he, Vava Metzia, the Tanura Shalachnai, the Perak HaZov. Okay, what was the case of Rabbi Yeshua over there? There was a machlokis, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachomim, right, by Tanur Shalachnoi, right, we had this before, right, with an oven that was Tomei, it was Kli Cheres, and the halach is you have to break it up, and once you break it, it's Tahar. And it's not the Kabbal Tumah again, because it's all broken. Shaila was, if you broke it up in a way that you sliced it into slices, and then put it back together again, but you didn't put it back together with cement, you just put, what's it called, sand between the layers. So now the question is it considered an oven? It's remade to be the Kabbal Tumah, or no? It's what's it called, since it's only sand in between the layers, it's still a broken oven that just looks like an oven, but it's really still broken up. Machlokas, whether it's Tomei or Tahar, between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Lezer said, I'll prove to you that I'm right, that the halacha is like me, that if I'm right, let the stream that's running in front of the base medrash run backwards. And the stream started to go backwards. So Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachamim, said that that was Rabbi Yeshua, who was specifically the one that represented the Chachamim there. He said that we don't bring rayas from streams. So they said, okay, let the Kosle Beis HaMedrash prove me right. So the wall started to, cave in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Maisa, they stopped in the covenant of the Chachamim, so they were on a slant the whole time from that point on. And Rabbi Shua said, we don't bring rayas from the walls of the Beis HaMedrash. That's not how you pass on halacha. So he said, if I'm right, then a baskol come out from the heavens and say that I'm right. And a baskol came out and said, halacha is a Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shua said, we don't pay attention to baskols here. That's not how we pass on shaylas. And the Rabbanu Shlomo, it says, we're saying then, it's chuni bonai, that my children won over me. I said, halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, they passed on against me. And the Maritzchia says, mitzchuni bonai means they made me eternal. Because if you listen to every baskol and every miracle, then the Torah will change daily from miracle workers. But if you do what the Rabbanu Shlomo said, and you pass on the shaylas the way you're supposed to, by learning and voting in a majority or whatever, then that's the way the Torah will be eternal. So, in any case, so from there you see that we don't listen to a baskol when it comes to halacha. So Tosus over here says, right, Lamaisa, by Tanur Shalachnoi, we pass him with Rabbi Yeshua, right? And we don't listen to a baskol. Okay, even though the baskol said the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer. And here we say the halacha is like Beis Hillel because we listen to a baskol. So how do we paskin like both? Okay, we have Rabbi Yeshua says you don't listen to a baskol, and he needs to paskin like Beis Hillel in each specific case. But Lamaisa, we know that we follow Beis Hillel in everything. We do follow the baskol. So then why do we paskin with Rabbi Yeshua over there and not listen to the Baskol. If you listen to Baskols, we should listen to the Baskol and tell us the halachas like Rabbi Lesser. If you don't listen to Baskols, then we shouldn't know that the halachas like Basil and everything. So why do we have both? We listen to the Baskol to tell me the halachas like Basil, and we don't listen to the Baskol to tell me the halachas like Rabbi Lesser. So Tosfos says very simple. Because by Basil, Basil were the rove. Right, so really, Mitzad Hadin, we should have listened to Beis Hillel anyway. There's only a Shaila that could be Beis Shammai were much sharper than Beis Hillel. So even though Beis Hillel were the majority, maybe the sharpness of Beis Shammai made them a qualitative majority. That the Baskol told me, don't go after this qualitative majority. The quantity majority is the Iker. So there, the Baskol wasn't going by Beis Hillel, the Baskol wasn't going against the halacha, against the rabbin. It was telling me that you should pass from like the rabbin, like you normally would think. Except over here, we would think maybe that here it was a yotze min haklal, maybe here it was an exception to the rule. All the Baskol told me is, follow your regular halacha, don't make this an exception to the rule. Beis Hillel is the majority, follow the majority. So a Baskol wasn't telling me keneged what the normal halacha would be, it was just supporting the regular halacha. So for that, just to tell me that here, don't make it a yotze min haklal, you can listen to a Baskol. But over there, the majority was against Rabbi Lezer. The Baskol was going against the majority. To paskin a halacha against the majority with a Baskol, that's where Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't listen to the Baskol. So he says, that's the case, and what's Rabbi Yeshua? You don't need Rabbi Yeshua, nobody holds you go over a Baskol like that. Right? So even if you follow the Baskol, they say, well, what's Rabbi Yeshua? So he says that Rabbi Yeshua taka holds that you wouldn't go after a Baskol even if it supported the majority. But halacha, we don't hold like that. So why did the Gemara say Rabbi Yeshua? He has nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua, right? It has to do with the fact that, what's it called? So the Gemara says that, what's it called? That basically, because since Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said, Ein mashgicha v'baskol, so he mentioned him. Right? But the truth is that in the Baskol of Beis Hillel, we would follow. Okay. No. Yes and no. Because there was the chance to think that even though here there's a majority with Beis Hillel, but since Beis Shammai were extra sharp, maybe here would be an exception. So the Baskol just told me, don't go after that exception. Don't make that mistake. Okay.
There are a few exceptions. So maybe that's why you don't listen to the Baskol.
What?
There are a few exceptions.
What do you mean there are
a few? Beis Shammai, we follow Beis
Shammai, yeah? But in general, the Baskol still we follow. The Baskol is not halachos like Beis Hillel. You don't have to know each specific case. If there's an exception, it's accepted by itself. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's just see one thing here before we go on a little bit. The something the Gemara doesn't speak about is Kusi making a bracha. Okay, so there's three different shitas over here. Rashi, first of all, learns that it's talking where you only heard the end of the bracha. So by a Kusi, you can't say Amen, because maybe he started out with Baruch Atah Haragrizim instead of Baruch Atah Hashem. By a Jew, you assume he said Baruch Atah Hashem, you can answer even only the end of the bracha. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that even if you only heard the beginning of the bracha, okay, you only heard Baruch Atah Hashem, right? If you didn't hear Baruch Atah Hashem, right, by a kusi, you have to hear the whole bracha, beginning and end. It's not good enough just to hear the beginning either by a kusi. Even if you heard, Rashi says something, we only heard the end. So, I know you didn't hear the beginning. But even if you heard the beginning, you didn't hear the end, you're also afraid that, what's it called, you didn't hear the end completely, but you heard other people answering Amen or whatever, maybe other Kusim. You can't answer Amen, because maybe he snuck in something there in the end of the bracha that has to do with hard reason. So, Shaila is like this, by a Goy. This is a Kusi, okay? Kusi is like a semi-Jew. So, is a Goy better or worse than a Kusi? So, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down an opinion that a Goy is worse than a Kusi. And by him, you don't even answer, even if he says the whole bracha. Because we assume that when he said Hashem, he meant Avodah Zarah. Right? When he says God, he means his trinity or whatever, his God. So, even if you hear him say, Shem Hashem, you see him say, Baruch Atah Hashem, and the nusach of the entire bracha, you don't answer Amen to a Goy. Kusi, yeah, because Kusim were basically Jews, right? Except they may have intended Avodah Zarah. So if you heard him say Shem Hashem, he means Shem Hashem. Okay? Therefore, Bizman Hazeh, when they made Kusim like Goyim, so you don't answer the Amen to a Kusi either. Because a Goy, you never answer. Kusi was special then. Now they made Kusim like Goyim, right? Because they found that they really are over the Avodah Zarah. So they made Kusim exactly like Goyim. So now you don't answer Amen to a Kusi's Bracha, either if you hold a Bracha. That's the Yesh Omrim in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rosh says a Goy is better than a Kusi. A Kusi, you have to hear the whole Bracha to answer Amen. A Goy, as long as you heard the Baruch Atah Hashem, you can answer Amen, even if you didn't hear the end of the Bracha. Right? By a Goy. Why? Because I think the idea is the following. Because Kusim had, they were like Jews, so there was a reason why they said the same Bracha we did, even if they mentioned a different God. But they got used to saying the Nusach of the Bracha. So there's no raya from the fact that they said this Nusach of our Bracha that they meant God. Because they were close enough to Jews to know that Nusach. But Goyim, if they're saying already the Nusach, Baruch Atah Hashem, and they're saying Shem Hashem, right, then Mustafa, they mean our God. They don't mean their God. Right? Then they're referring to God. Because if they would be referring to their God, they would have a different Nusach. They wouldn't use our Nusach. They would use their own liturgy. That's what I think the idea is. So therefore, if you hear a Goy saying a Bracha the way we say it, so he's Mestama, referring to our God. Okay. And they also believed in a God who is the master God, and then there was this, what's it called, Avodah Zarah, were just, you know, subordinate gods. So if he's saying Hashem, and using our Nusach by a Goy, you can assume that he means, what's it called? Hashem can Akusi, not like that. Akusi knew our liturgy, so he could be using that and meaning the God in our Grisim. Okay. Now he says, according to that, it should come out that today when they made Kusim like Goyim, so it should make it better. Now Akusi's like a Goy. So just like a Goy, you don't have to hear a Bracha. By a, what's it called, by a Kusi also you don't have to hear a Bracha. He says, no, that's absurd. Right? They made Kusim like Goyim to make them worse, not to make them better. Right? A Kusi originally, you had to hear the whole Bracha. Right? Now that a Kusi is like a Goy, it didn't make him better, it made him worse. So still you can't answer to a Kusi until you hear the whole Bracha, even though a Goy, you could answer even if you didn't hear the whole Bracha. And the Ramah holds that a Goy and a Kusi are equal. And therefore, just like a Kusi, you have to hear the whole Bracha, a Goy also you have to hear the whole Bracha. The Mela today, they make Kusim like Goy, it doesn't change anything. The same halacha applies. Kusi, Goy, if you hear the whole Bracha, you can answer Amen. You don't hear the Bracha, you don't answer Amen. That's how Takah the Mishnah Berurah paskens. That if you, by a Goy, if you hear the whole Bracha, and he said, Ar Nusach of a Bracha, Goy, you can answer Amen. You assume that he means God, the same God that we're talking about. He's not talking about Avodah Zarah. And the same thing would apply to a Kusi. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. And even though there's opinions that by a Goy, you don't have to hear the whole Bracha, as long as you heard him say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you heard the last word of the Bracha or whatever, you know, or you know people are answering Amen, you could answer Amen too. What's it called? By a Goy, we're Machmer, like those Shitas, at least you have to hear the whole Bracha. What's it called? You have a Goy that you honor at a dinner, what's it called, and he gets up and he says Amotzi. Right? Nothing, no reason why he can't say it. Right? He believes in God too, so he wants to make the bracha like the Jews are making. So he makes a bracha. It's a good bracha. No reason why a goy can't he doesn't have to, but he can. In fact, the Torah says there's no chiyuv to answer Amen to a bracha like that. It's voluntary. So if you have any stakes that he means his Trinity, right, then you shouldn't answer Amen. But if you want to and you're pretty convinced that he means he's saying the bracha as we're saying, and he means God, right, he's not including his family, just God himself, and they also believe in God, right? That kind of, right, a Goy, or a Muslim. When he says a bracha like we, obviously doesn't mean anything else. He believes in God. The answer Amen to his bracha. Okay. 2 seconds more. The Savri Beishame de Birkas Hayom Adifa. Beishame holds that making a bracha on the Yom comes first. Vatanya, I'll show you that Beishame holds that making the bracha on the day is not superior. The wine is the ikur. Hanichnas lebeisa b'motzei Shabbos. Person comes home motzei Shabbos. Mevorech al hayayin. So he makes a bracha on wine. and then al ha-ma'or, then on the candle, the ala besamim, then on the besamim, the acher kach omer havdolah. And after that, he makes havdolah. So the bracha on the wine comes first. Vim ein lo ela kos echad, and if he only has one cup, right, meinicho lachar ha-mazon, then he leaves it to bench on, u'mishaush and kulam lachrav, and he makes all the brachas after benching. Okay, but in any case, right, the mice, what do you see? The bracha on the wine comes before the bracha of havdolah. So the bracha on the yom, which is havdolah, comes after the bracha of the wine. Now the Gemara says, v'ha mimai de beishamayi, midun beishamayi. So how do you know this is beishamayi? It doesn't say the word is beishamayi. How do you know that this is beishamayi? Maybe it's beishilah, right? Beishilah holds by kiddush, the wine comes before the day. Beishilah holds the wine comes before havdolah, right? The bracha on wine comes before the bracha of havdolah, which is the bracha on the day. Right, the end of the day. How do you know this is Beis Shammai? You bring me a proof that Beis Shammai holds by Havdalah, first you say the brach on the wine, then you say the brach on the day. Where does it say this is Beis Shammai? Morris says, Lo Soka Daitach, you have to hold Beis Shammai. You can't think it's Beis Hillel. Diktani Ma'or, the Achar Kach Besamin. Because what's the order over here? Candle, then Besamin. Right? Uman Shammai Slay the Islay Hai Svara. Who holds that you make the bracha on the candle before the bracha of Besamin? Beis Shammai. Titania, Omer of Yehuda, Lo Nechleku Beishameh Beisil Al Amazin Shebetchila Veal Havdala Shebesof. Beishameh Beisil, don't argue that you first bench and then you make Havdala. That everybody agrees. Al Man Nechleku, where is their argument? Al Hamor Veal Besamin. They're arguing on one thing. Do you make the brach on the candle first or the Besamin first? Beishameh Omer Moor Veachakach Besamin. Beishameh says first you make the brach on the candle and then on the Besamin. Ubeisil Omer Besam Veachakach Moor. And Beisil holds first on the Besamin, then on the candle. Right? So the Chori, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this brisa that says first candle, then Besamin has to be Beishameh. And he also holds first you make the brach on the wine and then the brach on the day. So Beishameh changed their shita. And by Kiddush, they said, you make the brach on the day, then on the wine. Here by Havdalah, they say on the wine, then the day. Mara says, no. Mimai de Beishamai hi valibet Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know it's Beishamai? According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this brisa, Dilma Beishilil hi valibet Rabbi Meir. Maybe this brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir learned the machlokas Beisham Beishil differently. Right? Rabbi Meir said that they're arguing about other things, not about the Mor, and so it's no raya that this is Beishamai. Maybe it's Beishilil. Mara says, lo soka daita. Diktani hacha masnisim beishamay omrin ner mazon besamim v'havdala ubeishil omrin ner besamim mazon v'havdala v'hasim bebraisik tani im ein lo ela kos echad menichu l'achra mazon u'mishaus l'nkulun l'achra shema minah de beishamay hiv alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Right, l'maisa, it can't be our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Meir, right, where they're arguing about different things, right, because over here in our Mishnah it says beishamay says Nair, then benching, then the Besamin, then Havdalah. Beis Hillel say, Nair, Besamin, benching, and then Havdalah. Right? The Besamin come before the benching. Okay? But in the Braisa it says that if you only have one cup, you leave it for after benching. Right? And you say all of them afterwards. And that, what's it called, is what this other Braisa says. This Braisa doesn't say what's like the Mishnah. So it has to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Has to be this brisa is not like our Mishnah. Doesn't say like our Mishnah, Rav Meir. Goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And if that's the case, then since the order of Ner is before Besamin, that has to be Beishamai. So we're back to where we started. How come Beishamai by Havdalah holds you make the brach on the wine first and then on the day? And by Kiddush, he says first on the day and then on the wine. Where it says, Mikomakom Kasha. Kasabri Beishamai, Shani Yuli Yoma Miafuke Yoma. There's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, when you bring in the day and when the day goes out. Iyule Yoma Kamadamakdamin and Leodif. Right? By when you bring in the day, the better to make a bracha on the day first, because the faster you bring in Shabbos, the better it is. Afuke Yoma Kamadamakrin Leodif. But when it comes to making a bracha to finish off the day, to let Shabbos go out, there, the more you can delay making the bracha, Mavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol, of finishing Shabbos, is better. So put the bracha of Yayin first, so you can delay a little bit more making the bracha, Mavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. When you're making the bracha to accept the day and be Makadish the Shabbos, do it as early as you can. So do it before the Yayin. When you're trying to make a bracha at the end of the day, to make Shabbos go out, delay saying the bracha, Mavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol, put the Yayin first. Ki hechid lo lahavi alon kemasui, that shouldn't look like the Shabbos was a burden, and you're trying to get rid of it early. Rashi. Meshalshel, Lashon Shalshelis. Meshalshel means like a chain. Kolomer Sod Rav Lachar HaMazon. You put them all one after the other after benching. Umimayde Beis Shammai. Alma le Beis Shammai Maor v'Acher Kach Besamim. Beis Shammai holds first you make the bracha on the Ner, then the Besamim. The Chaim Brais Anami Maor v'Acher, and the Brais also says Maor and then Besamim. Ka'amar. Alma Beis Shammai. So it must be Beis Shammai. Uktani Yayin Bereisha Mikmi Havdala. And still it says first you make the bracha on the wine, then on the Havdala. The Dilla Beis Hillel he Valibad Rav Meir. Disnam Masnisim Beis Hillel Omer Ner Besamim. The Omer Vigmar of Meiri. The Gemara says our Mishnah is Rav Meir, and in our Mishnah says Beis Hillel says you make the bracha on the candle and then the besamim. So maybe this price is Beis Hillel. Mosol kadaita, can't be. Luukmi brisa kamasnisin. You can't say that this brisa holds like the Mishnah. The masnisin tani mazun beemtza. Our Mishnah says that you bench in the middle. You start part of Havdalah before benching and part after, right? Ubrisa tani mishalshon kula laacharav k'Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and the Brisa says that you say all the brachas of Havdalah after benching. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Domer al Amazon shebetchila. Rabbi Yehuda says everybody holds you make the bracha on benching first, and then the only question is the order of the Havdalah afterwards. So if you're making these brachas after benching, it can't be the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says not like that. It must be the Brisa. If it's the Brisa, then it has to be Beis Shammai, because in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai is the one who holds you make the candle and then Besamim, and Beis Hillel says Besamim and then candle. Domra Mazen Shabbatchil, Matani Rabbi Yehuda, Mo'or V'yachar Besamim, Beis Shammai. Umikomakom Kasha, the Birka Sayayin Kodmel Abdullah, we're still stuck with the same question then. If it's Beis Shammai, then why does Beis Shammai hold you make the bracha on wine before Havdalah? Why don't you make the bracha Havdalah before wine, like my Kiddush? Kiddush Yulaihu V'Havdalah Afukehu. My Kiddush is bringing in Shabbos, Havdalah is taking out Shabbos.